I hope everybody had enjoyed their St. Patrick's Day. The other day, I was kind of busy doing working at Meijer. I had worked 2 days yesterday and the day before, 16 hours in 2 days. I'm like, I had 8 hour shifts, so that kind of wore me out. But I hope everybody enjoyed their St. Patrick's Day, and I was off on St. Patrick's Day anyway. But I'm off today, which is Sunday, starts a whole new week. But I was gonna tell you guys a funny story. It was on Tuesday. My mom was dropping me off at work. I still have to work on getting my license, but my mom was dropping me off at work. And she went to go do with like some of the last minute shopping, to get the things that she would need for St. Patrick's Day. She got the corned beef that we use for St. Patrick's Day, and then she got the carrots and the potatoes, but she forgot to one thing. She forgot the cabbage. Which was the one and only time she forgets. Because you really can't have corned beef without cabbage. So of all the things my mom forgets that. And I'm telling my mom, I said, how the hell, I said, of all the things, how the fuck do you forget the cabbage? But obviously she wasn't paying attention, so it's like, that's common with my mother. She doesn't pay attention about anything anyway, so. Yeah, another thing I gotta do today is laundry. Because I have to get that done today because I go back to work tomorrow, but I want to try to get my laundry done before anybody else. And then we have a baseball player for the Cubs, even though I am a Cubs fan, but the guy was stupid for being on his part. One of the Cubs minor league prospects was arrested yesterday after being found with 21,000 with 21 pound, I think it was, hold on, it was, I think 21 pounds or something like that here. Talking about. Yeah, he had 21 pounds of crystal meth. It says police in Eagle County, Colorado, say they pulled over a man driving a BMW on Wednesday before finding 21 pounds of suspected crystal meth and about a pound of suspected oxycodone in his car. The suspect is the Chicago Cubs minor league player Jesus Camargo, according to the 9 News in Denver. According to the Eagle County Sheriff's Office, Camargo's BMW was speeding and swerving between two lanes, prompting the traffic stop when they pulled him over, and then that's when the deputy asked if there were any drugs in the car. And because of this, he's facing multiple felony charges. Yeah, but that means he just screwed up his career with that. And this is the funniest story you're gonna hear about all day because I read about it the other day. A museum in Texas had removed a Trump statue. It was like a wax figure, so it was like a wax figure of Trump. And they had to remove it from the floor because Trump has such a hated face that you just want to punch. So the statue kept getting abused and people kept going up to the statue and punching it, so they removed it. And I said, "Hell, give me $100, I would have punched it myself." So they removed the statue because people kept punching it, which is understandable because people hate him. But that's about that there. And then we had the Republicans trying to take credit for the COVID bill when they rejected against it. I said, for one, if you rejected the COVID bill, you can't take credit for it. And then I started it like maybe, well, kind of like, I think it was Wednesday, I think I started it. On Wednesday, I started my own blog. Don't know how that's going to take off, but it's just something to try. The blog is called WordPress.com, and it's connected to to the podcast and everything. I guess we'll give it a try, see how it takes off, and see where we go from there. I guess I'll find out if anybody's visited the site yet. Stats. So far nobody yet because it's such a new page. I have to get the thing sent out. Even though I've never been to the restaurant, but the guy that created or he founded the Texas Roadhouse restaurant died the other day. Even though I've never been to Texas Roadhouse anyway, but I know there's one in Illinois. I just never got around to going in. And then famous actor Armie Hammer is under sexual assault investigation. Of course, he denies the allegations, but somebody is but some woman accused him of sexual assault. Even though this woman claims that she filed a police report on February 3rd of this year, but we're just hearing about it now. This bitch had basically said that he assaulted her on April 24th, 2017. This is 4 years ago, bitch. I hate when people hold out that long. Oh, this is pretty interesting. In Athens, Greece, heavy rainfalls in southern Greece has led to the discovery of a bronze bull figurine, believed to have been a votive offering made to the god Zeus in ancient Olympia as early as 3,000 years ago. Greece's culture ministry said Friday that the small intact figurine was found after an archaeologist spotted one horn poking out of the ground following a recent rainfall in the area. The excellency preserved figurine was transported to a lab. An initial examination indicates that it dates from the geometric period of ancient Greek art, which is roughly about 1050 BC to 700 BC. It is believed to have been a votive offering to Zeus as made part of a sacrifice, as the sediment cleaned from the statue before bore distinct burn marks, the culture ministry said. But thousands of votive offerings are believed to have been made at the altar of Zeus, and many have been found in such a thick layer of ash and are exhibited at the Archaeological Museum in Olympia. But that is pretty cool. I've always loved ancient Greek stuff. I said it's pretty interesting to learn. I didn't even know they had a video game Hall of Fame. In Rochester, New York, voting is open for the next inductees into the World Video Game Hall of Fame, with Call of Duty, Guitar Hero, and Animal Crossing making the top 12. And the other ones are also on the ballot announced on Thursday are Farmville, the FIFA International Soccer, the Matt Till Football, a Microsoft Flight Simulator, Pole Position, Portal, StarCraft, Tron, and World in the World is Carmen Sandiego. These finalists embody what it means to be a good game, said John Paul Dyson, who's a director of the National Center for the History of Electronic Games at the Strong Museum, where the Hall of Fame is housed. To be inducted in, these games have to have longevity, geographical reach, and they have to leave a mark on the industry of and pop culture. But the winners are chosen by an international committee of journalists and scholars that are versed in video games and their role in society. Fans can weigh in as part of an online Players' Choice ballot through March 25th. But the three inductees will take their place in the Hall of Fame during a virtual ceremony on May 6th, joining 28 past honorees that include Minecraft, Grand Theft Auto 3, John Madden Football, Pac-Man, and Microsoft Solitaire. The Hall inducted its first class in 2015, with the goal of recognizing electronic games of all types, arcade, console, computer, handheld, and even the mobile device. And then we have a father who was trying to go for Father of the Year. In San Diego, California, a father has been arrested on suspicion of child endangerment after he carried his 2-year-old daughter into the elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo to take a photograph of the animals. The man bypassed multiple barriers and purposely and illegally trespassed into a habitat that was designated for Asian and African elephants Friday afternoon, zoo spokespeople. Said the zoo spokesperson Andrew James said. A witness on the video provided to NBC San Diego shows a man drop in the child and then flee in the enclosure as a trumpeted elephant charged at them. The man picked up the toddler and was able to get her out safely. Police said the 25-year-old man wanted to take a photo with the African bull elephant. James said the elephants were not harmed anyway. But the San Diego County Jail records show that Jose Manuel Navarrete was being held on a $100,000 bail for investigation of child endangerment, but he's set to be arraigned on March 30th. It's not immediately known if he has a lawyer who could speak on his behalf. But witness Lori Ortel told KSWB TV. She heard a woman yelling, "Jose, stop!" before a man jumped the fence and threw the elephant enclosure. And these guys right away were saying the elephant's going to charge, and it did. Ortel said, "We told him to get out, and he turned around and he saw it, thankfully, just in time." Said Jake Ortel, who also witnessed the incident. He runs through his baby. Through the gate, basically he runs. He throws his baby through the gate, and it's seconds from hitting him. He jumps through the gate, falls on the ground, and then a word. And the baby started crying, and people were just mad at how this guy was being stupid. After Navarrete's arrest, the child went home with the mother. Of course, it deserves to be with the mother after what the father did there. The Saudi Arabia oil giant Aramco sees the 2020 profits drop to $49 billion, even though that's still a decent amount. Coming out of Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia state-backed oil giant Aramco had announced Sunday that its profits nearly helped dropped in 2020 to $49 billion. which is a big drop that came as the coronavirus pandemic had roiled global energy markets. The Saudi Arabian oil company released its annual financial results a year after the pandemic sent the price of oil crashing to all-time lows as people stopped moving around the world to stem the spread of the virus. In recent weeks, however, the price has edged up a movement restriction as movement restrictions ease, the commerce increases, and more people get vaccinated against the COVID-19. But still, analysts caution that a peak in demand may still be far off. Despite the 44% drop in net income, Aramco said it would stick to a prom to its promise of paying quarterly dividends of $18.75 billion, $75 billion a year, due to the commitments the company made to shareholders in the run up to its initial public offering. Nearly all of the dividend money goes to the Saudi government, which owns more than 98% of the company. Aramco's policy to pay dividends significantly higher is it's higher than its 2020 free cash flow of $49 billion, which stands in a sharp contrast to other oil giants that have cut payoffs, seeking a cash infusion to pay the billions of dollars in the face of dwindling revenue. Aramco recently has issued international bonds, but the public figures obligatory ever since. Ever since the mostly state owned company had listed a sliver of its worth and Rita's Tata Wool stock exchange in 2019. They offer valuable insight into the health of the region's largest economy, despite Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's efforts to diversify the economy away from oil. The kingdom remains heavily dependent on oil exports to fuel the government spending. The Saudi Aramco made $88.2 billion in 2019 and $111 billion in 2018, but they made only $49 billion in 2020. But Aramco remains one of the world's most valuable companies in the aspect of oil. But obviously, their economy shrank more than 4% last year too. That's never a good thing. I'm also waiting on a couple of things in the mail, but let's see if that comes through. And I don't think it'll be today. I said I didn't check my mail the last a couple of days. Oh, here we go. In Louisville, Kentucky, a hangover from a Trump-era tariff disputes could become even more painful for American whiskey distillers unless their entanglement in a transatlantic trade fight is resolved soon. The bourbon, Tennessee whiskey, and rye whiskey were left out of recent breakthroughs to start rebuilding the U.S. trade relations with the European Union and the United Kingdom in the wake of Donald Trump's squadroncy. Tariffs were suspended on some spirits, but the 20. But the 25% tariffs slapped on American whiskey by the EU and UK and the UK remain in place, and the European Union basically their tariff rate is set to double to 50% in June in the key export market for the U.S. whiskey makers. A leading spirits advocate is imploring top U.S. trade envoy Katherine Tai to not leave the whiskey producers behind, but the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States urged her to press for an immediate suspension of the European tariffs and to secure agreement to remove them. The swift removal of these tariffs will help support the U.S. workers and consumers as the economy and hospitality industry continue to recover from the pandemic, and the Council said in a recent statement after Tai was confirmed by the Senate. Of course, the American whiskey makers have been caught up in the transatlantic trade dispute since 2018, when the European Union imposed tariffs on American whiskey and other U.S. products in response to Trump's decision to slap tariffs on European steel and aluminum. But since then, the American whiskey exports to the European Union are down by 37%, costing whiskey distillers hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue, going from 2018 to 2020. But yeah. Man. Oh, shit. Yep. And then they're claiming that they have no evidence or what the actual reasoning for why that guy shut up that freaking spa in Georgia. Obviously they're claiming they have no evidence to prove for the hate crime anyway, even though it is a hate crime because he killed Asians. And then the White House fires five workers due to them admitting that they used marijuana. And I said, I'm like, really? That's really all there is for today, and I'll be back within probably next week to do another podcast. So I hope you guys enjoyed.